In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27, 2025.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you in Early Break. Bill Bush out today, back on Monday. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And I've been informed that Shin Daddy makes his return on Monday. Off
no.
This week also, just like Bill. He's off as well. This week,
Shin Daddy and Bill are off together, but they're not fishing together. I don't think.
No.
Okay.
I don't believe that Shin Daddy made it up to Canada. Duke is up there. We saw a video of Duke last night on a video that Bill sent us from.
Where was that?
Some sort of bar.
Where do you know where it was?
They're in Canada.
So that bar is in Canada.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I thought maybe they're on their way back.
Well, I think they make their way back today.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, he's back on the show Monday. So
that's quite a trip they had.
Yes.
I can't imagine being having fun for straight.
For a week.
For a week.
What's that like? What is that like? It's been a couple of years since you've taken a trip. But when you took a trip, you took 2 weeks off usually in the past.
Yeah. When you, I do it, take, I do it.
And you come back like, what I missed? I have no idea what happened. No earthly idea. Fill me in.
It's true.
Be more informative for me than me helping people out, the listeners. What did I miss over the last 2 weeks?
It was pretty bad, wasn't it?
It's okay.
I need to do
that. There's better
again.
Times. And that wasn't even that long ago, better times. We're not talking about the 80s, the 70s. We're talking about like 2017, 2018 better times.
I took no vacation this summer.
No, you did.
I didn't. I don't know that I will.
It's kind of too late now, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know that I will.
Because fall camp starts and you're kind of screwed now.
Well, kind of screwed.
Well, in terms of getting away.
Yeah. You know, it's a rough thing to say, but.
I didn't mean it to be disparaging, but for your job, you have to write a lot about the camps and the practices.
Right. There's not much opportunity to get away.
Yeah, you had it back in June and July.
Not really.
May. You could have.
Camps.
Probably could have.
Yeah.
Could have missed a day or two. But we appreciate you and your stick-to-itiveness being with the show. So thank you.
Oh, this
thank
burnout,
you for that.
Burnout at an early age.
Well, hey, just fight through the burnout.
What's James Franklin's deal?
Okay, so yesterday, again, Nebraska went Tuesday. There were six more teams that went yesterday. Minnesota.
A lot going on.
Washington, Wisconsin, Penn State, Oregon, and Northwestern went yesterday. And there's several things to get to. We'll have some audio from P.J. Fleck in a second. But before you pointed this out to me. James Franklin, who is right now, his team is the favorite to win the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah,
but he wanted to focus on media days being in Vegas yesterday. Here's James.
Oh, you have this.
I have it.
Okay, this is interesting.
Thanks. Rudy got this cut this morning.
Thanks, hey, Rudy, thank you for this. Seriously.
You want to preface this and I'll play it here?
Yeah, this is James Franklin, the Penn State coach, kind of taking aim at the Big Ten. I guess he's not completely. He wasn't thrilled with the presentation of media days by the Big Ten in Vegas.
And here is James Franklin with that.
A lot of our beat writers did not come to this because they couldn't afford to get out here.
and the majority of our teams are near Chicago, where this used to always be. The majority of our teams are near Indianapolis, where this used to be, and it creates a different environment. I walk around the lobby. I don't see any signage. I don't see anything for the Big Ten. I don't see people getting autographs. I don't see it's a different vibe and it's a different feeling. I think that other conference, when they have their meetings, there's essentially a press conference every single day at the end of the meetings. It keeps people talking about that conference at a time of the year and makes them relevant. We're not doing that. We need to be talking about the Big Ten and our programs and the things that we have done and making it as accessible to everybody as we possibly can and connecting with the fans. And don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I think Vegas is a special place, and I think they run events as well as anybody. But it's a different feeling. It's a different feeling. And I've been at those other places where people are putting up babies for you to autograph and stuff. It's different. So I think there's still some things that we got to be strategic and smart about that are going to put our conference and our schools in the best position on a national level, in my opinion.
James Franklin, not thrilled with the Big Ten Media Days being in Las Vegas at all.
Okay, first thing, I wonder how much people care about this. I think they should. Here's the thing. I don't disagree with them. It was not...
But you said you liked going to Vegas, though.
Just see, I have two things can be true at once.
All right.
And I guess I have sort of mixed emotions. For my purposes, I go there, I listen to Rule, I listen to some players, I got right fast, and I'm out. I don't really care about the big picture. Like, I don't care how the world perceives the Big Ten's having their media days in Las Vegas. It does not really, it's not, I'm so... what's the word I'm looking for? Myopic. I have to worry about one little thing and that's it. Now, James Franklin, I've always said this about head coaches. The good ones I've dealt with have a very, like they assess the big picture. Like Lance Leipold's a guy, he always uses an example, the Kansas coach. He was always thinking about stuff like this. And I'd always kind of be like, why do you even care? Like, it's not really your... But they do. Mm. They care about the big picture. They care about the big picture as it relates to their program. And he was right. It was not...
Well...
When we got dropped off at the... the cab driver dropped us off at this Mandalay Bay, which is an enormous structure.
It's massive.
We just got dropped off at Mandalay Bay in this back area, and we walked for 5 minutes before there was any evidence that there was the Big Ten was there.
This is why I'm on James Franklin's side here.
Why?
For several reasons. Your conference has won back-to-back national championships. Now, Media Days is not the end all be all. It's the prelude to the season. It
starts pretty big though. It's pretty big.
But you're walking through the main area and there's no signage. Like,
not much.
This is your chance to brag about, we've had back-to-back champions. Michigan, Ohio State, SEC right now is looking up to us. And here we are in the middle of Vegas where we've never been before. And yeah, it's a big fun city, but they don't care about the Big Ten.
They don't care.
You know who cares about the Big Ten? Indianapolis, Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
They do.
These
Does
cities.
Cincinnati
yeah,
care about
they
the
care
big,
about the Big Ten. They got
leave
a Big 12
Cincinnati
school.
Out of this.
No, because Ohio State still is in Cincinnati.
Leave Cincinnati out of it. You're right until you got to Cincinnati.
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. They care about the Big Ten. Yeah. Send media days to those cities. They'll care about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. It was a very... I was struck by that spiel because he's right. In the SEC, we talked about SEC Media Days. It was funny. The SEC Media Days.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
We're after the Big 12 media days.
In Atlanta.
And what was the conversation? This is the start of the college football season, the SEC media days. Well, I'm like, wait a second, the Big 12 just happened.
Just went last week.
No, but the SEC's presentation is enormous. And James Franklin saw it firsthand at Vandy. He saw it. He did see.
Well, it has been enormous for the Big 10 in the past.
In the past, it has.
I mean, I keep saying, I know that you people think it went stale in Indy. I disagree. I loved it. I loved being there.
Oh, yeah, but Indy. Hold on. Indy did not embrace it.
They did so more than Vegas did, apparently. Well, there was signage there, at least, in Indianapolis.
Well, it's a different world in Indy. But.
Right, because it's a Big 10.
They didn't even have a. I don't even know that you would call it a media hotel.
They messed that part up.
Yeah. Well,
that's a Big Ten city. They play the title game at, and they play the Big Ten basketball tournament there once in a while.
But the way it's been portrayed to me is that Indy didn't really care about it that much.
Well, they might not have, but they cared more than Vegas did.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I might sound like a curmudgeon here or just an anti-Vegas. I don't mind Vegas. It doesn't scream Big Ten Media Days.
At all. I was just there. It does not even.
But you know what?
It doesn't even whisper it.
What did PJ Fleck think about it being in Vegas, though?
The last thank yous to the Big Ten for having this in Las Vegas, Nevada. Period. Viva Las Vegas, baby.
Okay. PJ's a fan.
See, that's the thing.
He's in.
Two things are true at once. No. It was lost. It got lost in Vegas. There was no fanfare whatsoever. It was not like Chicago where they had that huge luncheon and it was a big deal, like a Nebraska player, whoever it was, spoke, and it was a monster deal. It was not like that in Vegas. It was just very pretty low key. But I liked it, like Fleck. I want to go back. Now, the guys I talked to, like Sean, you know, Sean's like, I don't sip. I think this might be a one-off. Back to Indy or back to Chicago. Oh, I'd rather go to Vegas. Have it in Vegas every year.
Will they actually embrace it in years to come?
I don't
and
know.
Have signage and make it. Let's celebrate the fact we've won back-to-back national titles. That hasn't happened in the Big Ten for a long time. They hadn't had any winners since 2014 two years ago.
Franklin's dead right on this. Like it was not a big deal. It didn't feel like a big deal.
Now, here's Scott in Minnesota, who is not on Franklin's side. He says, so what? It's a media event. Everyone got what they needed. James Franklin apparently needs adoring fans. Boo-hoo, James.
I think it's
your chance to shine as a conference, Scott. Mm-hmm. That's why I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a media event, but it's also a chance for the coaches to go out there and get some accolades and speak to the media and to their fan bases and to the world and kick off their seasons and thank for, you know, talk about the offseason as well.
I think the SEC, the presentation is such that you anticipate SEC Media Days. And then if you're there, it feels like a mega event. And I think that all can matter in the perception of your conference. And perception in college football is so important. So much of what we talk about is just perception. Like when we say things like Michigan will be good, what we're talking about largely is perception. I mean, because we don't really know. We don't go to any practices. We don't really know what they have exactly. But we know it's Michigan, and we know they'll be pretty good. Now, there's other ones that are just obvious. We know. I mean, we know Penn State's going to be really good. But the point that Franklin was making is, hey, the world should be watching the Big Ten today.
And we're just lost.
And we're lost, and we're really lost in Vegas. I mean.
No. On that note, the Hammer. Text in at 464-5685. The Hammer says this. My brother was just staying at the Mandalay Bay and had no idea that Media Days was there. He ran into a player. That's how he found out it was there. He lives in Colorado, so he has no idea what Media Days is, but he was in Mandalay Bay and had to randomly run into a Big Ten football player to understand that event was happening there.
Who said that?
The Hammer.
Thank you, Hammer. That's a good point. Now, when you went to Chicago, When you walked in that hotel, that beautiful downtown hotel, what did you see? It was welcome, Big Ten.
Absolutely.
Coaches and players and media.
I hated the dungeon of the Radio Row Room, but it was a celebration of the Big Ten.
When you walked
in. They embraced it. They made it big time.
Yeah, when you walked in to that hotel, it was very evident.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, you didn't get that in Indy, by the way. You didn't get that in Indy. But in Chicago, when you walked in, it was, okay, this is, it's not going to be hard to find where Big Ten Media Days is in this hotel because there's a zillion signs pointing to it. Mandalay Bay, I started to wonder as we walked through this incredibly large complex, are we in the right place? Because I see no evidence. I did. I said to Sean, I see no evidence that it's here. None.
Oh, it's over there.
Oh, yeah. Then we saw a sign. Okay. Okay.
Little tiny Big Ten Media Days over here.
It wasn't quite like that, but it was, some of this you just can't understand unless you see just the enormity of Mandalay Bay.
Want this to make sense and go to places where it's actually going to be appreciated, you might hate all these spots, but I'll give you some options here. I already mentioned the likelihood, Cleveland, possible.
Yes.
Yeah. How about
Cleveland's fine.
Indy, Chicago?
Right.
How about Minneapolis?
Okay.
How about Kansas City? Omaha would love to have Media Day.
Kansas City.
Omaha has the World Series. They can host this kind of stuff.
Why Kansas? No, not Kansas
City. It's center of the country.
No.
It's easy for everyone to get to.
That's Big 12 country.
It's close enough. I'm putting
it
out there.
It would be confusing in Kansas City.
What about Milwaukee?
No.
I'm just giving you options. Detroit. Let's go to different places in the Midwest that actually care about the Big Ten. I know that we have Washington and USC and Oregon and UCLA, and we're trying to cater to them going to Vegas.
Yeah.
They still don't belong in the conference yet.
That's the other thing I would say I would say this to James. It's a national conference. It's not the SEC, which is so regionalized. And there's an advantage. There's advantages
to that.
That's why
go in the center of all of it, the center.
Kansas City, it'd be very confusing.
Minneapolis.
You name some good cities, then you name some horrible ones.
Omaha would love it. What's wrong with Milwaukee?
Kansas City.
Milwaukee, Detroit.
People would be like, why are you having it in Big 12 country?
Detroit.
Detroit would be fine.
Why'd you laugh at Milwaukee? That's fine. That's a good I love Milwaukee. It's a good city.
Kind of weird. Cleveland, Indy, Chicago.
Cleveland would be fine.
Yeah. Not Cincinnati.
It doesn't belong. Cincy's fine.
No.
I know it's a Big 12 school.
What the hell were we doing in Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. Philadelphia. Pittsburgh. Big 10. I know they got Pitt, but also a lot of Pittsburgh people like Penn State.
Yeah, you're getting out of your skis. But
no, I'm not. I'm on my skis still.
I appreciated what Franklin said. There's always a part of me that says, why do you care about this? But again, Matt Rule's a guy who thinks globally. He does. Rule has an opinion on everything. I would like to hear what Rule, his response to what Franklin said, because Rule would have a very eloquent take on that. I wonder what he would say, because I thought that was pretty telling. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. I'm not a big Franklin guy. I'm not. He's so opinionated, it's almost crazy to me. But
and now he's the favorite to win the conference. You probably love that.
Well, he says this is the best bunch of coaches and players he's had there. All right.
That's why they're preseason top number one.
In the Cleveland.com poll.
Yes. Which you've been kicked out of because you were late for your ballot.
Why do you have to
Maybe
say
someday
that?
He'll get back.
Why do you have to say that?
Someday he might get back in the Cleveland.com ballot, but this is not the year.
My guess is not.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is Jake's Takes today. Cool parenting tips next, an early break on the ticket.